"It's confused," shouted Lupin. "We're getting there. Dean!" Dean hurried forward. Crack! The eyeball became a severed hand, which flipped over and began to creep along the floor like a crab. "Ridiculous!" yelled Dean. There was a snap, and the hand was trapped in a mousetrap. "Excellent! Ron, you next!" Ron leapt forward. Crack! Quite a few people screamed. A giant spider, 6 feet tall and covered in hair, was advancing on Ron, clicking its pincers menacingly. For a moment, Harry thought Ron had frozen. Then, "Ridiculous!" bellowed Ron, and the spider's legs vanished. It rolled over and over. Lavender Brown squealed and ran out of its way, and it came to a halt at Harry's feet. He raised his wand ready, but, "Here!" shouted Professor Lupin suddenly, hurrying forward. Crack! The legless spider had vanished. For a second, everyone looked wildly around to see where it was. Then they saw a silvery-white orb hanging in the air in front of Lupin, who said, "Ridiculous!" almost lazily. Crack! "Forward, Neville, and finish him off," said Lupin, as the boggart landed on the floor as a cockroach. Crack! Snape was back. This time Neville charged forward, looking determined. "Ridiculous!" he shouted, and they had a split second's view of Snape in his lacy dress before Neville let out a great ha of laughter, and the boggart exploded, burst into 1,000 tiny wisps of smoke, and was gone.